W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Alec Murdaugh's fate is now in the hands of the jury. CBS's Nikki Matisse is covering the double murder trial in Waltersboro, South Carolina.
His voice quivering in the final moments, Alec Murdaugh's attorney asked the jury to find his client not guilty of murdering his wife and son.
I respectfully request that you do not compound a family tragedy with another.
Attorney Jim Griffin accused law enforcement of fabricating evidence and failing miserably in their investigation into the 2021 murders of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh.
If convicted, Murdaugh faces 30 years to life in prison. The Justice Department is giving Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers the green light to sue former President Trump over the attacks on January 6. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
We do recognize that presidents have a very robust freedom of speech. On the other hand, the court is being asked to draw the line that there's a point where you have a president who's engaged in inciting violence. He's no longer protected by his duties.
The U.S. is sending more aid to Ukraine.
You'll see us tomorrow, just unilaterally, the U.S. will have another round of assistance for Ukraine coming tomorrow. And it will include mostly ammunitions and munitions that the Ukrainians will need for the systems that they already have, like the HIMARS and the artillery.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby there. He says this latest package will total about $400 million. Authorities are investigating a wave of poisoning attacks that targeted hundreds of schoolgirls in Iran. Students reported smelling a mix of tangerines and cleaning products before feeling symptoms like headaches and heart palpitations. Some ended up in the hospital. All that snow and rain in California recently is helping on the drought front.
Half the state is no longer under a three-year-old drought. The Central Valley, the Sierra foothills, the coastlines, and the Bay Area. Rich Tinker is with the U.S. Drought Monitor.
Now, believe it or not, most reservoirs are still below normal for this time of the year, but we're talking about 90 to 95% of normal, whereas in the autumn we were talking about 50% of normal. So there's been a huge increase.
The reservoirs that are lacking rely on snowmelt rather than immediate rain, and more Sierra snow is on the way. Holly Kwan for CBS News, San Francisco.
The CDC says a man in Florida died from a brain-eating amoeba last month after rinsing his sinuses with tap water. Experts are still investigating the death, but warning others to boil water and let it cool or use distilled water with neti pots. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Judge Janet Protasiewicz says if she's elected on April 4th, she'll recuse herself from cases brought by or against the Democratic Party of Wisconsin because of the millions of dollars funneled into her campaign for the state's highest court. Conservative candidate Dan Kelly has not made the same pledge that he'll step away from cases involving Wisconsin's Republican Party, which has supplied not only funding for his campaign, but office space as well. Kelly says he'll decide on a case-by-case basis. More than 20,000 jobs could be coming to Wisconsin in the next decade. A new report says the Federal Inflation Reduction Act could create more than 24,000 jobs and help homeowners and businesses adopt renewable energy technologies. Low to moderate income households could get grant funding for renewable projects as soon as next year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dominic, I think we declare it a town hall up in here, a happy hour town hall edition.
Let's make it happen. Free beer here. 844-967-2789.
Says the man who never leaves the beer cooler in the broadcast bunker. You don't even drink beer, man. You got tequila up under the desk in there.
I drink beer when I'm not drinking.
I am relatively sober for this fair today. As I've been on the roads all day.
You've been working, right.
Town Hall, if you want to join, be a part of this Thursday Town Hall. A now official thing, because I've declared it. 844-967-2789. I'm going to do it again, because earlier today I was driving through Western Wisconsin. I was listening to the Todd Alba show. And it was actually, they had this sort of parallel thing going on. It was kind of clever. Someone called in with the song, and, you know, one song led to another.
You're talking about the shows now, right? Is that one of your things?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I do it, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Ron DeSantis.
I'm actually telling you my personal experience with that show. I wanted to call in to another fine program. I was moved. I was engaged. I think people appreciate when you slow down and you give them the number slowly, because I wasn't quick enough to hear it. And I missed it a couple of times. And I'm like, damn it, slow down and give me the number, Todd. Well, I'm going to slow down for you, because it's a different number than Todd gives you in the morning. 844-967-2789. When we do it, it's 844-96-PARTY.
I love how that works out like that. 844-96-PARTY. It's easy.
Town Hall Thursday. I've declared it. It's a thing. Now I've got another declaration, and we will get to the phones. Be patient. If you're a blogger, you got to register with the state of Florida, at least if you intend to write 8 articles about Ron DeSantis.
Wow.
I mean, it's getting really fascist really quick in Florida. Did I tell you I'm going there next week?
Are you going to blog? Are you going to write something about DeSantis?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you going to register with the state?
Oh, absolutely not. Florida Republican wants any blogger writing about Ron DeSantis to register with the state. I'm gonna seek a guest blogger green card, because I'm only visiting. A new bill proposed by a Republican state senator in Florida would require bloggers, Dom, to register with the state if they write about Governor Ron DeSantis and other members of the government. NBC's Channel 8 wrote that Senator Jason Brodowers, a Republican from Lake Mary, bill would impose fines on anyone who refuses to register to a maximum of $2,500. I refuse. And I'm coming to your state next week, Jason, and I'm not registering. There would be an additional $25 each day the fee isn't paid. Yeah, that's what they do to parking tickets and iPasses, right? I don't pay those either until they get fat enough that they bother me. Might start affecting my credit.
Credit, right.
Senate Bill 1316, the information dissemination, would mandate that writers register with the Florida Office of Legislative Services or the Commission on Ethics. Ethics, Dom. It would apply to anyone who writes, and here's the quote from the legislative piece, an article, a story, a series of stories about the governor or the lieutenant governor, a cabinet officer, or any member of the legislature, especially Jason Brodower, and is paid for doing so. Well, Dom, will you pay me $5 to blog from Florida?
I would absolutely. I'll pay you 10.
Okay, then I would be subject to this legislative piece, but I'm not registering. They would have to register within a 5-day period by the publication of the article or stories. If the blogger writes about any of the lawmakers again,
what?
The writer would be required to submit a monthly report on the 10th of every month with the state office. That sounds like when I was on probation, Dom. Yeah. If no content is published that month, they wouldn't have to submit a report. Don't back out of the blogging, Dom, just because you don't want to submit your reports.
Crudy, the report also explained that it would apply to, quote, concern an elected member of the legislature or an officer of the executive branch. The report would require the person to reveal how much money they're earning for writing the post.
At least $5, Dom promised.
Maybe 10 to see how good it is. If compensation is paid for a series of posts or for a specific amount of time, the blogger would be required to disclose the total amount to be received upon publication of the first post in said series or time frame, said NBC.
$5 or more.
The law would also demand bloggers file additional paperwork if they fail to file the initial paperwork. Did you get the TPS reports?
I didn't get that. Could you send me another memo?
Did you see the memo?
I did not.
It's a similar law to the lobbying restriction in Florida that mandates a 30-day timeline for the fines and an additional $25 per day if the fine isn't paid. The same rule would not apply to newspapers or similar publications. What if your blog is published in the newspaper?
What if my blog is published on a radio website? Does that count? What if I do it video style? Then I'm a vlogger, right? What if I'm just a lowly podcaster, Dom?
Oh, like Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what if like alleged meth head Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what is about blogging specifically? Why would you eliminate podcasting? Why would you eliminate, you know, print other, you know, paper? You have to physically print it on paper to make a difference. I mean, certainly journalists are getting paid as well. Opinion folks get paid by media companies. Why? Of course, we can go down there. But, of course, what are we talking about here, man? We're talking about Ron DeSantis is, you know, megas in Florida. Want you to register if you're blogging, man? Are you kidding me?
Well, they are certainly fascist. I don't think it's accurate to call the DeSantis loving fascist legislature MAGA. Because, of course, DeSantis is running against the MAGA. Only he doesn't want to admit that. It's going to get real messy.
Oh, well, what would we call, I mean, this guy, what's his name?
Brodower.
Jason Brodower, a Republican from Lake Mary, Florida. He's a state senator. I mean, what do we just call him, fascist? We call him something else? I mean, under what? I mean, really, you, this is what your thought is? What, someone wrote something mean about you, and now you're going to get all mad about it and try to, what, unconstitutionally suppress everyone's right to speech?
What if it's on Facebook? What if I just make mean posts on Facebook about the governor? Damn, you know, here's the good news. I'm not really a detail guy, you know, occasionally. I like to round numbers. Don't really like to dig down for the math or the detail. Well, the good news is this legislative piece allows you to round your compensation to the nearest 10 bucks. So I've rounded her up to 10, fella. Because five rounds up, right? 10 bucks.
Five rounds up. $10 it is.
I'm disclosing my compensation for my time.
Do I get editorial discretion as the funder of said blog person? I mean, I'd have some control over that, right? I'm paying.
Dominic, should the bill pass, it would take effect immediately upon approval. So that could happen while I'm in Florida, theoretically. Good luck with that. Can you imagine the kind of pissing match I'd get in with the state of Florida? You know, we're going to have to go down there and start creating some mischief. Journalists probably play nice down there. They don't understand how you deal with the fascist. Maybe you got to get arrested. Then we haul Jeff Scott Olson down to Florida. And we start suing some people, right? Because it will take suing these unconstitutional measures and the governor. I mean, how can he think that this is representative of the American people and what they want in leaders?
Or that it's even constitutional. Well, I mean, whether or not American people want this or not, and there might be a lot of friends of this state senator, Jason Brudeau, who are down with this, but that doesn't make it constitutional. It doesn't make it right.
But, dude, he's been going item by item, DeSantis. He's laying out this presidential resume, things like taking on Disney, you know, the woke corporation. He's dropped his book, and he's got his legislative partners.
What does that mean to you, Crudy? I mean, when I hear someone like DeSantis, taking on Disney and the wokeness, what? So what? What does that mean? I mean, what are the practical implications for your fellow citizens in Florida? And if you're using that as a justification to run for president, how's that going to help me in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, DeSantis?
Well, it's not going to help you. And in fact, the people in the state of Florida, my understanding, are going to be penalized because Disney had a large tax burden because they were a self-governing authority. And now much of that burden will fall upon other taxpayers. There could actually be repercussions. And we talked about the fact that, you know, Ron DeSantis, the schools in Florida pretty much suck. You know, they're hardly a
yeah, but
shining
fourth grade
example.
Tests are great because they hold back the third graders.
But don't ask them in eighth grade because they suck by then. You know, so the crazy part to me is the thought of this Harvard educated Yale lawyer that this is what appeals to the American people. And of course, we've seen some of this appeal to the American people in the persona of Donald Trump. But yeah. Trump had The Apprentice. Trump was charismatic. Trump had steaks and vodka and Trump University. I mean, he branded many, many things.
Well, it's not just Trump. It's not just DeSantis. It's also the state legislature here in the state of Wisconsin. They're in the state of Florida. If you blog, they want the force of government to come in and let you know how much you make, force you to disclose. I mean, really, this is
in Wisconsin.
This is,
they want that.
In Florida, this is what they want. I mean, this is not just a Trump thing. This is systemic within the MAGA and the DeSantis and what is ever left of the GOP.
Well, it's fascist, Dom.
There we go. That's more accurate.
Come back. More devil's advocates. Less fascism. 844-96 party.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 29. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 26. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the mid-40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going to them very shortly. 844-967-2789.
You know, since Tim Rantham washed out as a gubernatorial candidate, we don't hear as much Black Betty. That was sort of Ram Jam campaign, yes. Tune, wasn't it?
Former Wisconsin legislator, now spending more time with family.
And pursuing tales of rigged elections. Dom, CPAC going on this week.
It looked pretty sparse.
Not the party it once was. Especially.
It was never much of a party, man, let's be honest.
Well, it used to be well attended. But Ted Cruz took the stage today and it was quite sparse. The annual far-right conference CPAC is being described as a ghost town.
Wah, wah, wah.
According to some photos of the conference space, C-SPAN has been airing some of the panel discussions while showing crowd shots of the empty seats. Reporters at the event have taken photos of not only the empty chairs, but the people who are on hand to watch the speeches are almost entirely elderly and white. The exhibit hall has considerable amount of space available for vendors that didn't sign up this year to attend, as the Huffington Post tweeted. Yeah, lots of vendor space. Not a lot of mega hats being slung in the lobby. While the conference hall was fairly quiet, the Make America Great Again booth was hopping, with Donald Trump Jr. sitting in front of a giant photo of the White House. Was that the actual actual Donald Trump Jr.? I guess he had nowhere better to be than CPAC this week. I hear Matt Schlapp, you know, the organizer of CPAC, recently accused, apparently likes to grow up the men after buying them a couple of cocktails against their will, apparently credibly alleged. But a reporter started to question Matt Schlapp today at CPAC, and Matt Schlapp was pulled away by staffers because the questions turned to the alleged sexual assault. You know, apparently you can't talk about it, Dom, because...
Well, he's being sued for like $9 million, I believe, he and his wife. I'm not clear on that point, but yes, it's a thing. And that was a staffer that worked for, what, Herschel Walker's campaign. And, hey, I got to ask you, man, where's Herschel been?
Well, he's got his own alleged campaign finance improprieties. That's the latest I heard about Herschel Walker. That, and he's trying to call upon all the children he discovered during the elective campaign, right? A lot of baby mamas out there.
A lot of love to spread, baby.
So CPAC, sort of a event that seen its better day, Don?
I have seen some of the reporting on it today, and they were showing Trump at CPAC. And if you recall, it was at CPAC where Trump did the flag hug. I may have done it more than once, but it was
the flag hump. It was more like a humping than hugging.
Hump. Yeah, well, you know, he tic-tacked up and started rubbing on the flag because he's such a patriot.
Don't all the true patriots hump the flag?
Yes, all the insurrectionists, all the seditious conspiracy folks humping flags.
You know, I'm glad I didn't try to recruit you to go to CPAC. You're so cynical about the CPAC, Dom.
Older, a party with a bunch of older white people given on by a guy who's credibly accused of sexually assaulting the Republican staffer. I mean, I just don't know that that's the party I want to be at. But apparently Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan, they are all down with it. I mean, Jim Jordan on stage with this cat, really? I mean, can it get more despicable than that?
With Matt Schlapp? Was he on stage with Schlapp?
Jim Jordan was there today as well.
I had not seen that.
Yes, yes.
And they were on the stage together, photographed together. Was there any space, like, on the wrestling mat between the two?
I don't know about that, man, but there's always should be some space. But GYM Jordan, yes, my understanding he was there once again.
844-967-2789. You know, we had some people stacked up in there.
I know, talking too much. Also, J.D. Vance also there as well. So it's just a one hell of a party going on. I think it's in D.C. Go CPAC?
I will not go to CPAC.
They're losing the juice, man, and it's great to see. But as, you know, when these fascist type folks, these authoritarians, when they start, you know, realizing that it may be going against them, you see their true colors, man. You saw how they reacted with January 6th and Trump riled them up. And it wasn't just, I do believe there are some people there at January 6th that were there to protest big government, whatever the case is. But certainly you also had the seditious conspiracy folks who had a very specific plan. And when you see that, I mean, think about some of the BLM protests that we've had. And what was the proven accusation? Now, there were some troublemakers in the crowd. Some you know, neo-Nazi came up from Texas, to my understanding, to Minneapolis, started banging on windows. People are like trying to tell them to stop. So, I mean, but that can trigger even something like that. Well, when you have willing participants in the crowd, maybe some didn't know what the plan was. They weren't down with the conspiracy, but they were certainly down with the action. And all of a sudden, they see all these folks running up, the Proud Boys and 3%. They're down. Well, hell, it sounds like a party I'm going to go into. That all matters. 844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg, you're up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I think that the Republican Party, we ought to give them a warm Milwaukee welcome to the convention next year. I say they delay the gay pride parade until July. And make sure our fine drinking establishment have drag queens goes. And then, of course, we have to have people on the street corner teaching black history. You know, so give them a real Milwaukee welcome.
Yes, absolutely, Mike. It is a great idea.
Why don't we serve Republicans warm beer? Tell them it's a, you know, it's like the German style. We do it here. Have your warm old Milwaukee.
We're not vindictive. Come on now.
Oh, no, maybe a little bit, Mike. I mean, when people try to overturn the will of the people because they don't want to lose power, I kind of take a little issue with that, man.
Well, we still think they're Americans, even though they're misguided.
Well, Mike, we'll serve them Zimas.
That'll work.
Or White Claws, as the case may be.
It's the new Zima.
It's the new Zima. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Can almost say it now. It's only been 11 years. I've been working on it all this time.
What's someday, the number, Crudy? What's the number?
844-967-2789. I'll say it slow. 844-96-PARTY. Party.
Beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A jury is now deciding Alec Murdoch's fate in South Carolina, where he's accused of killing his wife and son to cover up financial crimes. Attorney Jim Griffin says the prosecution fabricated evidence.
Ladies and gentlemen, I submit the verdict has to be not guilty.
Murdaugh faces 30 years to life. Former President Trump could get hit with January 6 lawsuits from injured Capitol Police officers and lawmakers. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Is this a situation where Trump really was inciting people to storm in and hurt those in the Capitol? Or was it something less than that? Just presidents speaking like presidents do, and therefore he would be shielded.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart today on the sidelines of the G20.
I urge Russia to reverse its irresponsible decision and return to implementing the New START treaty, which places verifiable limits on the nuclear arsenals of the United States and the Russian Federation.
The Shah 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. The 2015 Supreme Court case Obergefell v. Hodges led to the legal national recognition of marriage equality. But that protection is in the crosshairs of the same people who killed the protections provided by Roe v. Wade. I was part of an interview with Jim Obergefell recently, and he said, if you're part of a marginalized group, you'd better be out there fighting for the rights of other communities being targeted by the extreme right wing as well.
Many of us are going to be and have been excluded from We the People. And there are a lot of people in this country who want that and are more than happy to exclude others because they think it makes them feel safer. We have got to use our voice at the ballot box every single election.
You can catch Up North News Radio weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on Civic Media radio stations around Wisconsin and more of our work at upnorthnewswi.com.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, now with more cowbell. The Thursday happier happy hour, the town hall edition, but that means we got to take some of the callers.
I think we have to, yes. I mean, if that's the point, we got to allow some of the town folks to talk.
Talk amongst ourselves? We do that often. We want to talk with you, 844-967-2789. Here's an old friend, PT. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, PT.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
You notice I still have my Wisconsin accent. Anyway,
that will never leave you. You will be a Wisconsin. Once a Wisconsinite, always a Wisconsinite. Through the nose. It's a nasal thing.
I know. You know, when I talk here, you know, I speak up here in Oregon or something, people look at me kind of funny. I don't know.
Looked at you funny here in Wisconsin, PT.
You sure did. So this DeSantis thing, that is just breathtaking fascism if I ever heard of it. The guy must be very paranoid about anyone writing about him. And tell me, so the sponsor of this bill said that this is the same as a lobbyist, that if a lobbyist has to register, then a blogger has to register? Give me a freaking break. A lobbyist directly influence politicians. I mean, they're
paid. Hey, a well-written blog can change the world, PT.
I don't know. It can't change a politician's mind, I tell you that. But the fact that he has to know everyone that's been writing about him, come on. That's not going to pass muster in courts.
It is. You know, it seems to really take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is it continues. It's like they're trying to out themselves every new action, PT.
844.
Yeah.
Go ahead, PT. Final thought.
No. It's like what, the Jews, you know, they had to register or something. Some nationality, some religion had to register with the Nazis or something. I don't recall what it was, but it just brings back really fascist memories of what happened in World War II and so forth. So,
appreciate your call. Thanks for listening on the Civic Media app. And you can join us Thursday Town Hall nationwide, worldwide, at least Wisconsin-wide for sure-sies, 844-967-2789. Rico listening in Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good, guys. Hey, I love your idea about going down to Florida, Crudy.
I am going to Florida. You make that up? I will perhaps raise trouble, but that's just a secondary thing to me getting a little tan on a beach.
Well, hey, make sure you do it on a Thursday, see, because you want to get down there so you can catch the Cheeto Jesus spinning tunes on the iPad.
Oh.
Some Celine Dion coming at you. A long-distance dedication to my pal Dominic up in Milwaukee.
Rico.
Yeah, I think Rico, he should definitely swing by.
How far is it from Palm Beach to Miami Beach?
Not that far, is it? You know, when you're down. No, it ain't that far.
It's worth a Google, right? You know, I mean, I got a rental car. I don't have to take an Uber out to the Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, Dom and I went to Miami Beach for a presidential debate, but we never ventured over to Mar-a-Lago.
Palm Beach, it's 75 miles apart.
That seems like too far, Rico. That seems like an effort to me. Although I spent like 7 hours in the car today that... My big effort driving, Rico, is going to be down to the Keys. 844-967-2789. A new name. I like new friends. Town Hall Thursday. Be a new friend of ours at 844-967-2789. Kevin from Reeseville. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello there.
Hello, Kevin.
I wanted to mention that I sent you guys an email last night for an event that is happening in our area.
Well, tell us about it, man, because I didn't check out my emails last night. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. It's a Republican representative from Columbus, and he's going to be helping out at a food pantry on next Thursday.
And what do you think the audience should do with that knowledge?
I think it would be awesome if you guys could be there.
I will be in Florida. Dom, I think it would be awesome if you could be there.
I probably won't be there, Kevin. What is it about this Republican? What's tell us about him, Kevin. What's your concern?
Well, he's very pro-life, for one thing. And
I'm sorry,
don't know
you said he's very pro-forced government birthing?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I was going to put together a list of questions for him and see how he responded. I can't believe that he wouldn't be making some kind of a talk. Supposedly he's there to help out, but I don't know how far that's going to go. But I'd be willing to bet that people are going to be asking him questions.
Is this near you, Kevin? Would you be able to show up and ask him those questions?
Reeseville's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah? You're going to be there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so, I will be there.
Excellent, excellent. And you're going to ask him about the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law and what his positions may be on that? I mean, what's your thought, Kevin?
That's my number one question.
Yeah.
How about...
And I want to ask him what his interpretation of the term woke is. I'm dying to hear that.
Right. Me too, man. I mean, it means something different to everybody. Apparently, it's if it's something you don't like, then it's woke.
Kevin, I can understand there are some Republicans, and I think there are some religious people in this world that have differing opinions than I on. And I'm not for abortion, but I don't think it's my right to decide what someone else does with their body. So my opinion on abortion really doesn't matter much. But I can understand, you know, ethically that some would have an objection to abortion. But what I cannot fathom, Kevin, is how Republicans accept insurrection and anti-democratic behavior from their own party. So,
well, but Kevin,
you could ask a question for me. Ask about the January 6th.
Sure, that's fair. But let me put it to you this way.
Sure.
I mean, if you have a problem with abortion, then don't have one. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a certain life or a belief, then have it. But when you start forcing that on other people, that's when I start taking exception to it. You don't want to have an abortion, don't have one. You don't want to be in gay marriage, you don't like gay marriage, well don't get gay married. You know what I'm saying? But when you have a belief and all of a sudden you think your belief should supersede everybody else's belief on a particular topic, you know, be damned what, you know, courts and history have shown. Kevin, that's where I take the issue with, man.
Sure. I want to mention one thing real quick. It's at the gathering source on Highway 16 and 60 outside of Reeseville. It's about 3 or 4 miles. And I would love to see as many Democrats there, whether you're there for the pantry or not.
Yeah,
I would just love to see a slew of Democrats show up.
Well, it'd be nice to see our Democratic friends in the Reeseville area show up with something for the food pantry. Because under Republican governance, there might be some people that need the help.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak it. Well, we got time for a few more calls here. Steven from Green Bay, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Diamond Crute. I have a couple things to say, actually, and I'll get through them real quickly. The first one is a little bit of a suggestion for you two. If you guys ever decide to go on a comedy tour and take that to Appleton, Wisconsin, I will be your first ticket buyer to that one because you guys are hilarious on the radio.
Well, one of us is. One of us just got a great laugh.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. Appreciate it, man.
Two more things. The second thing I have to say is I learned something new today from you guys, and that is the Republican Party is now the party of the snowflakes. They have taken their insult and applied it to themselves. Well, that's nice to learn.
Yeah, right.
And third of all is it's a little disheartening to me that our...
Oh, no, Stephen.
Daniel Kelly.
Stephen, we missed most of that. I think we got the first two at least, and we appreciate your contribution today. 844-967-2789. Sometimes the calls go bad. Bill from Madison, welcome. Hopefully you got a good line. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
I probably won't have a good line.
So far, so good. Say nice things about us. Otherwise, the lines get really bad really quick.
I was just going to say with that old food pantry thing, like, yeah, it's more than likely a big publicity, you know, photo op.
Yeah.
But don't go there and attack the guy. Wait till the end, you know. Let him do his work and help out the food pantry. And you guys actually had a great idea. The Democrats should show up there, bring something for the food pantry, help them out, you know.
Well, certainly there's always there's always a neighbor in need.
I would hate to see it. Yeah, exactly.
That part of it should be...
I would hate to turn a food pantry into some big political, you know, obviously that's more likely what he's doing, you know, a photo op, but, you know, I'd hate to have it turn into some big attack thing when they're just trying to help people out, you know.
Absolutely, Bill. Certainly, the food pantry may not be the venue to be antagonistic of a Republican lawmaker, but there are often, and I should use the opposite term, there are seldom opportunities to talk to, question, quote-unquote confront so many of these Republican lawmakers. They do not feel beholden to their constituents because of gerrymandering. And because they don't really need you, they can do a private fundraiser event for the hard right. They don't need your vote to get elected, Bill. All they need to do is win the Republican primary. And the rest is already baked into the cake by the gerrymandering. So I'm very hopeful that the Wisconsin Supreme Court election recasts, A, first, the tenor of the court, and B, the tenor of the maps in the state of Wisconsin, because I can live with some Republican representation if they're accountable to the electorate. It's when they're not accountable to the electorate that they, you know, become a little corrupt, let's say, a little fascistic in the case of some of the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, because they want to throw out the outcome of frickin' elections, well, and like Joe Biden's.
And literally, the gerrymander has that, you know, perhaps unintended consequence, you know, because, you know, certainly there are, with the gerrymander that we have, there are some Dems, there's some seats that are going to be Democratic. You know, that's just the way they pack them and stack them and crack them. You know, if you follow how it's all said and done. But that regarding this, if there's a public announcement that a politician is going to be at place X, Y, or Z, well, they're making it political. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, if this person was didn't have an announcement, didn't make a flyer, didn't put it out on social media that I'm going to be at X, Y, or Z, and just on their own time quietly, you know, worked at the food pantry or did whatever good deeds they thought they should do, that's one thing. But if you're a politician and you announce that, hey, I'm going to be at this church or I'm going to be at this thing, well, you're announcing it for a reason. It's political. Otherwise, you wouldn't be announcing it.
I occasionally share with the audience when I'm traveling, Dom, is...
yeah, you tell us all about the driving circumstances and the traffic.
I can't wait to go on vacation and get away from you. The audience is stuck with you, but I get a respite.
Oh, the audience, they get a rest. It's going to be so much fun. I got lots of friends coming around. It's going to be Devil's Advocates and Friends all next week. We're going to have a party without Crudy. And I know you'll be on the beach drinking your Captain and Diet Coke, so I won't be taking your calls. The sun will get to you, Crudy. I know it will.
I'm going to do like pina coladas. Got to be careful on the rum runners, though. That's what I drank on my honeymoon.
Ooh.
On the submarine with the woman from Missouri, the one I showed the rum runners to, that lady. I bet
sounds
she
like
remembers.
An interesting honeymoon.
Best one yet. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be the best ones yet. 844-967-2789.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
We'll do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snow blowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 29. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 26. Cloudy skies expected Saturday. Decreasing clouds by Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Walt from South Minneapolis. Welcome, Walt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Walt.
Thank you, guys. And the last time I called, which is the first time, you made me laugh, and that's not fair. But I want you to know that I dropped 5 bone on Janet and 3 bone on Tony and 2 bone on Wisconsin Dems. So we can really get down on April 4th, and then we can boogie on the 5th.
Thank you, guys. Walt. We appreciate that, man. We love the love from Minnesota, man.
Walt, could you throw a couple bones down on my bar tab next week, because I'm planning on running up a big one.
If you show up, yes.
Well, that's you got to show battle, up where Walt. I'm at, Walter. It's the weather will be nicer, I suspect.
Hey, if Walt's buying, you got to show up, Crudy. So, Walt, let me ask you this. From where you are in Minnesota, how's things looking over here across the Mississippi? What are you guys talking about? What are you saying about us?
Well, they're taking care of business, and I'm glad they are, because we got a majority of one in the Senate, and things happen like Obama wasn't quite ready to boogie when he showed up, and Kennedy dropped, you know, and it was unfortunate. But it looks like the DFLers there are ready to do some work, and they are getting it done, so I'm happy.
You know, we don't know what DFL is. The Democrats here in Wisconsin don't have the F or the L, just the D.
Yeah, no, it's farmer labor. It's a part of the history, and I'd have to say that I did indeed do 18 door knocks and two lit drops all in the suburbs in an attempt to flip the Senate, and it did happen, so I'm feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, Walter, let me ask you a question. Civic Media now has radio stations in the Minneapolis outmarkets, and it's much redder there, and it's really literally within an hour of Minneapolis-St. Paul. When you talk about rural northwestern Wisconsin, it's going about 60% red. And it's not like the rest of the rural parts of Wisconsin. It's not for lack of personal income. It's not that property values are depressed. For whatever reason, when stuff goes bad, people seemingly run to the Republican Party, although it's usually the Republicans driving them there. But here's my question, Walter. Why is it that there's so many red Wisconsinites just across the river? They used to call Minneapolis home, but it's like all the Republicans cross the river into our territory now, Walter. I think Ron Johnson started the exodus.
Yeah, we blame you for Ron Johnson, Walt.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, except that I think every disgruntled person we need. FDR was the answer the last time the fascists raised their heads, and it's the same answer now. We gotta work for the average working person, and we gotta do more than we've been doing.
Is it an economic message, Walter? Is that what resonates? Do you think that would resonate across party lines? I mean, Bernie Sanders talked about the rigged economy, and Donald Trump sort of stole some of that and lied about it, but people felt like the economy, they feel like the economy's rigged. I mean, when we hear our Republican friends, and I got a very few of them left, but when we hear them complaining about the inflation and the cost of living, I mean, all people are stung by those things. And while we working class Wisconsinites and Minnesotans are looking at each other and wondering who to blame, the rich keep getting richer, Walt. And I didn't win the lottery last night.
I just go with working class issues, labor unions, and do the best we can. I'd also like to say, with respect to Walker, I was over there in your territory in the state capitol, in and out outside of the rotunda for at least three times, and some of it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was a great show of humanity. The uprising in the state of Wisconsin. I can't think of if you've ever been to a football stadium when it's full of 100,000 people and something happens on the field and you all have that shared either exhilaration or, you all bury your heads together. There's very few things where you have that sort of shared experience. And unlike a football game, which ends after 3 hours, I mean, the uprising in the state of Wisconsin, people camped out. They brought their kids, their grandkids. People cared an awful lot. And I would say it woke up a progressive revolution, but unfortunately it also woke up low propensity voters outstate. We talk about the Trump voters, the people that never voted before. Well, before they voted for Trump here in the state of Wisconsin, we had lots of people come out of the woodwork, literally, in northern Wisconsin to go vote in the Scott Walker recall, to preserve Scott Walker. And it was really the politics of resentment. And I wonder, when life gets worse for you, do you have to resent your neighbor if they're not getting by, if they don't need the food pantry? Is that something to resent them for? Do you resent your government when you need, quote-unquote, welfare?
When you're actually relying on the government. And I get that. And certainly there is some of that. I mean, you know, sometimes things don't work out as you plan. You know, and most people in life have experienced that to some way, shape, or form. But I would also suggest this. It's one thing to, you know, believe what you're being told as a populist message. But, you know, most recently we've had the Republicans talk about this inflation, talk about cost of living. And what have they done since they took the House? What have they done about inflation? What have they done about the cost of living? It's Hunter Biden's laptop. It's woke corporations. It's, you know, in Florida, it's bloggers who got to register with the state. You know, it's one thing to get elected. So then, I mean, and I think in some way, in some regard, that feeds the cynicism. Well, I voted for, you know, this Republican who was all concerned about inflation on the border, and, well, they're not doing anything about it. Well, no kidding. You just voted for them. They can't do anything about it. They ran on that to get you out to vote. But what are they going to practically do about it? You know, there's a legislative process in this country, and having the House alone doesn't quite do it. So now they're going to sit there and pound sand for the next 2 years, investigate Hunter Biden's laptop, while the same economic situations that you were concerned about, the same whatever issues that you had, are not being addressed by the very people that you voted for. So maybe don't vote for them. Just throwing it out there.
I've told this story many times. 2012 New York Times article talked about the rural parts, especially Minnesota. That article, Jagged Little Pill, something like that, effectively said as rural areas have become more dependent upon the government because their main streets have been crushed, the economy is left, the manufacturing economy has left many of these small towns. One factory ran the whole city.
And let alone the farms that are going under every day.
Exactly. But when the economy goes bad, people look to blame someone. And if Donald Trump says, only I can fix it, people wanted to believe that message. They'd
sure,
been
you get
better
billions
off
of dollars in farm subsidies and his trade war with China. I mean, hell, at least the auto loans got paid back.
Come on, man. Not everyone in Iowa's a farmer or Wisconsin, right? That's just the perception. Thank you all for listening. You have excellent perception because you've listened to the greatest radio show ever, and we help shape it just a little bit. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio in the interim. Keep it locked. Civic Media each and every weekday. and the weekends too.
All right. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.